Hey everyone, before we get to the show, I wanted to remind you that it is almost Royal Rumble time. If you want ad-free access to ProWrestling.net for the Royal Rumble, plus access to go back, listen to all of our Royal Rumble reviews from the past, and Jason Powell and Jake Barnett's exclusive audio review that will be done the night of the Rumble, sign up for ProWrestling.net membership for as low as $5.50 a month if you take the annual option, or $7.50 a month if you just want to try it out, see how it works for you. Get your Royal Rumble fix at ProWrestling.net. This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will, he's Jake. You can follow us on Twitter at Will Pruitt and at Barnett Jake. On today's show, WWE's Mixed Match Challenge. How was the first episode of the new Facebook Watch TV show? So, Jake, I was a little bit disappointed today. I sat down to watch the Mixed Match Challenge show and realized that I would have to reactivate my Facebook account to do so. What the heck, WWE and Facebook? You can't just let a guy stream the show not having a Facebook?
Well, they want you to interact with the show.
I don't want to do that. I never want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching it because I covered SmackDown and I jumped right over after the show and I was kind of watching it and I couldn't even follow. Like, it's impossible to follow all the chat. It's just like a huge barf of comments. You know, it's like, how can anybody even... There's no conversation happening here. It's just a bunch of people shouting at each other. It's bizarre.
Did you see all of the heart emojis Jason was giving, like, anytime Finn Balor was on screen? Because that was awkward.
Yeah, that gets a little awkward, yeah.
Yeah. But
some of the other competitors were there. I think Becky Lynch or somebody posting as Becky Lynch and Sammy.
Yeah, they showed that Becky and Sammy were back in the social media lounge or something like it. Maybe now it's just the Facebook
The lounge. Room they yeah. have backstage, yeah. They always designate a room as the social media lounge. They make it sound like it's something bigger than it is or something. I don't know. There's a TV there usually.
Yeah.
Awkwardly placed furniture, of course.
Enzo Amore is changing in there because he was kicked out of the locker room.
Yeah. Enzo's locker room, also in his hallway.
Yeah. What did you think of the first episode of Mixed Match Challenge?
I mean, it didn't really blow me away. I loved Shinsuke wearing Jim the Anvil's Heart Foundation jacket, but that was really the only thing that excited me. There wasn't a whole lot different. I mean, it wasn't like they produced it differently. It didn't feel much different than a random tag match. I didn't really get like, oh man, this is going to be special. At least, you know, it didn't wow me, if that's what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, and I hear you on that, on it not seeming special. WWE has the same thing they throw on everything. It's actually sort of the way, in a completely different way, I feel about Tim Burton movies when I watch them at this point. I'm like, all right, cool. So you made everything black and white. You got a couple colors that pop. Johnny Depp is in it for some reason. And there we go. And with WWE, it's all right. So it's hyper colorful and you change cameras every 3 seconds. The announcers are a little bit inane and there you go. It really did feel like the formula. And despite that, I liked it. Like, I think I liked Mixed Match Challenge. That is so hard for me to say. I never want to toss the ED onto
it. It was better than SmackDown.
Yeah.
I guess if that's like, you know, a bar that you need to hurdle over. But
I mean, SmackDown, which featured 2 Bobby Roode and 2 Jinder Mahal matches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the next show.
Yeah, it was brutal. But the did you get a big impression from Beth Phoenix on commentary? She just didn't bring a lot of personality, and I was kind of hoping she would. It just wasn't there for me.
Yeah, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because she mentioned that she had the flu and that she had been sick. So I kind of want to wait and see before I judge her too much. But I don't think she offered a great performance there. She didn't seem to have great chemistry with Michael Cole and Corey Graves, and neither of them seemed super interested in throwing to Beth a lot the way one might when they're sitting at the table with an inexperienced commentator, making it, instead of them instinctively knowing this is when I'm supposed to talk, making it really clear, this is where you should be talking. And I don't feel like they did that enough with Beth, and I don't know that she was prepped as well as she should have been. And again, I hope that in the next couple weeks, I'm like, wow, that flu really knocked her out, because I want Beth Phoenix to be great.
Yeah, I really was really hoping for an injection of, you know, personality and perspective, and it felt really forced at times, and it felt like she was being fed lines and just kind of repeating what she was told to say. And I know that, you know, they're produced and she probably was being fed lines and being told what to say, but there just wasn't enough individuality in it, and it felt like she was saying somebody else's words, and that was a bit unfortunate. But overall, I thought the match worked. I think it felt more like a tag match than, you know, an intergender match where, you know, the partners don't really interact with each other. So that was good. I mean, there were some positive aspects to it, but I hope they really branch out a little bit with the concept.
Yeah, I hope we see the concept evolve over the next couple weeks. One thing I have to say that I really love about it, and I think maybe the biggest positive of Mixed Match Challenge to me, we are seeing male and female wrestlers interact without a hokey romance angle. And that's something that we don't get a lot in WWE. If men and women are interacting, a lot of times it's weird romance no one wants to watch with their wrestling. This is just a bunch of platonic friends. I mean, yes, they're placed together by the corporate powers that be, but all of these platonic friends are having matches, and that makes me really happy.
It's easier to fake, you know? I mean, it's like, oh, I can pretend to, like, be a friend of somebody, but it's really hard to, like, fake the chemistry of a romantic relationship, you know? And some people are skilled at it. That's why we have, you know, actors, and they're paid a lot of money, but, you know, these people aren't generally in WWE, so I see your point. I mean, I think there are some friendships involved here, and that came across, especially with Finn and Sasha. They seem to get along pretty well. But, you know,
they trade jackets by the end. Finn just completely makes his entrance in Sasha's boss jacket.
That would be hilarious. You could probably do that in WWE 2K18 or something. It'd be even Natalya and Shinsuke, when Shinsuke was doing his entrance and you got Natalya doing the awkward mom dance moves in the ring, I still got a kick out of it. It was pretty funny.
I thought that was actually really great. I forget who had the tweet, but they said, you know, when mom's when you're at the dance recital and mom knows all the choreography or something, that was wonderful. I liked the match. I would be fine with WWE getting more into something like intergender wrestling, maybe not at like crazy levels, but to actually feature it on occasion, I would be fine with. I mean, they did just sign Candice LeRae, so yeah, totally get into it, WWE. At the same time, I understand why WWE would not get into intergender wrestling, and I think this is a nice way to satisfy the need for having those areas of the roster interact without having them physically punch each other quite as much.
Yeah, I really don't think there's going to be a point where we see men and women just slugging it out on WWE TV. I mean, I get why people enjoy intergender wrestling, and I think it's been done very well in the past, and certainly, you know, there are places in fictional wrestling universes where, you know, men and women can be treated equally and compete equally, and I get it. You know, I'm not
against the cruiserweight division completely intergender.
I wouldn't even be against that as long as you set the ground rules properly.
I was going to say, I'm not even kidding. Like, that takes away a lot of what the problem people would have with intergender wrestling is, and the weird stuff you get, like, I think Cage and what's her name at one point, Taya Valkyrie, had a match on Lucha Underground that was Cage murdering Taya over and over until she wouldn't kick out, and it was uncomfortable. But if you put women in the cruiserweight division, you'd actually just say 205, hey, it's 205 or less for everybody. You could have a pretty solid division there.
Yeah, I mean, if you had people that had good chemistry with each other in the ring, and they made it work from a storyline perspective, definitely I could see it being successful. But I just don't, you know, from like a heavyweight standpoint, or, you know,
yeah.
the some of these monsters going in there and having matches with much smaller framed women. I mean, I don't see there being really any appeal to it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem as enjoyable. And I won't use the realistic term because, I mean, we're sitting here talking about pro wrestling. If we were that invested in realism, we would not be here. So, Jake, will you watch all of Mixed Match Challenge? You saw, I know it comes on Tuesday nights when you're usually bleary-eyed from SmackDown. But will you tune in and watch the rest of the matches in this tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wasn't like wowed by the first week. It didn't go to a place where I was like, oh man, this is just the rest of this tournament is going to be unbelievable. But at the same time, I didn't think this match really stuck out to me, you know, from a personality standpoint as one, you know, that I was expecting to wow me. So I think there are some matchups coming along that'll be a lot more fun. And I think that this one maybe outperformed expectations even a little bit. So there's plenty to look forward to here. I think some of the, some of the upcoming weeks, and especially once they start getting into the second round, it could be a lot more fun.
Yeah. I think the first round matches, it's going to be a lot like the, Mae Young Classic tournament and the Cruiserweight Classic, where the first round matches are a little dry, but then you get into the later rounds, and I think they could be a lot of fun. I also think it's neat how much wrestlers are getting to show personality with this. The promos that they're using for this don't seem overly scripted. They seem silly and fun, but like people are giving it the amount of seriousness it probably deserves. But they don't seem too concerned with, like, and at the Mixed Match Challenge, I'm going to get you. It's all really kind of enjoyable stuff. And I'm really loving seeing personality. Like, at the end of this episode, they showed The New Day and Carmella and The Miz and Asuka. All of that was really great to me. The personality.
Honestly, Carmella could become a full-fledged member of The New Day, and it would be perfectly fine with me.
Would be a huge step up for her. And I like Carmella a lot. I think she's shown a lot of personality when given the opportunity to. I would be so down with that. It would be a lot of fun to watch her as part of The New Day.
But yeah, I think, you know, some of the personality mixtures are good. I you know, nobody's taking it way too seriously except like Strowman, and he almost has to because of the way his character is engineered. Like if he said anything other than I'm going to come here and kill people, I think everybody would be like, what? Like he shouldn't be saying anything other than what he is. So that kind of restricts him in a way. But I think he and Alexa Bliss will have sort of a fun odd couple element, even though, you know, Braun's kind of personality wise, he just has a few words to say here and there.
Yeah, as much as I love Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss as a tag team, and I do a lot, I can't say I'm really now having watched especially Raw this past Monday with Truck flipping Braun. I can't say I think Braun should be in this tournament, really. He's in a sense, he needs to feel bigger than the tournament for the same reason that Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, that a lot of your main eventers aren't in the tournament. AJ Styles. I don't think you put Braun in this unless he's going to win. And I don't think Braun and Alexa win.
So do you think it's something as simple as Braun throws Sami Zayn through the Titantron or something, and then he disqualified?
Can't do that to Sami.
I don't know how you get him out. Like I'm assuming it has to be some sort of DQ where Braun just loses his cool, or maybe Becky Lynch can like get under his skin because he can't hit her or something. That'd be funny too.
I would like to see one of the couples or one of the tag teams play the strategy of like just not letting one of the wrestlers in the ring, like quick tags in and out and kind of taunting the party that can't get sustained time in the ring. I think that would be a fun strategy. But yeah, Mixed Match Challenge, I'm pleasantly surprised by it. I think WWE made a cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, other than requiring you to have a Facebook account, which
not cool.
bit of a bummer, but yeah. I think there's opportunity for, you know, some success here. It kind of sucks that a lot of these Raw wrestlers have to work odd Tuesdays, but you know, it is what it is. If it gets some extra exposure, although it does suck that it's not available outside the US.
Yeah. I think they do have it in some, don't they have it in like the UK on the network or something?
Maybe.
I want to say I heard that.
I know some people on Facebook but Twitter were complaining that outside the US they couldn't watch it. So that's kind of a bummer.
Let's be honest. We can all find ways to watch wrestling in less than non-shady means. I just had to have the serious debate with myself about whether or not I wanted to click one button and reactivate my Facebook account or go for less than legal means. And I went with the easier option.
That's fair.
Yeah. And now I can remember how racist some of my relatives are.
Side bonus.
Yeah. Always a nice reminder to get that. On that, I think we'll wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. For more, please subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review, show us that you appreciate us, and if you want even more content, check out ProWrestling.net's membership option.